Tuesday the 12th of October, Dalad Mar Cheshvan, Rabbi Yechiel Levenberg, Sincerity in Gavus.
Vayikach Avram Sora Yishtai Vesloipa Anochiv Veskol Rechusham Asher Rechoshu Vesanefesh Asher Osu Bechoron Vayetzu Lelechus Arzaknon Vayavoyu Arzaknon. Avram Avinu went and he took Sarai, his wife, Lloyd, his nephew, all their property, and the souls which they created in Choron. So Rashi translates, what's the nefesh asher osu b'choron? So Rashi says, shechnisan tachas kamfei hashkina. These souls that Avraham made, the nefesh that he made in Choron, were people who Avraham Avinu was makarev. He brought them under the wings of the Shekhinah. Avraham megayez ha'anoshim, the Sora megayeres ha'anoshim. Avraham did kirev work, and he went and he was megayez the men, and Sora was megayez the women. And therefore the pasuk considers as if he made them. The way it's normally translated is that there were people before, but they were non-believers. They had nothing in life. They weren't really a soul. Avram and Sarah, when he was Megayah them, he brought them Tachas Kamfer Shchina, he created their soul, and Nefesh Asher Osu B'chorah. So Avram was the first who was Megayah the men, Sarah was Megayah the women. And not only that, if you look in the Rambam at the end of the first parak in Hilchos Avodah Zorah, this was a massive operation. The Rambam says that the amount of people who Avraham was Megayah and the Sora was Megayah was thousands. Thousands upon thousands of people. It was a massive movement they made. And all these people were the ones that Avraham took along. Avraham himself is considered by Chazal Tchila Legeirim. He was himself the first year. There was no really Jewish before him. And I remember our Rebbe, Rav Hutner, Zichrono Livracha, and he used to speak in Yiddish, came from Warsaw, and he used to say that Avraham is given the Erishta Gevorana, Yitzchak is given the Erishta Gevorana, and Yankov is given the Erste Fafalana. Let me explain it to you in simple English. Avraham was the first who became Gevorana. He was Niskaya. He became Yid. Yitzchak was the first one who was born Jewish. He was born to Avraham Avinu. Yankov Avinu, and that Chazal say, Kilaidach Mimenonidach, Chutam Shona Shleiman Heira Yenote. It's a different system altogether, that once is a Yid, always a Yid. No, you can't leave the fold. He always has a Yid. Being that this is the parasha of Avraham Tchila Legeirim, I just want to give you a narrow, small outline about Geirus, and especially about the current problems, which is of sincerity in Geirus. Let's begin like this. The Gemara increases Daftes. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Oiva, that the Nichnasu Yisroel Lebris El Bemila Tfila Vekol. It's always brought that Klal Yisrael, how did we become Jewish ourselves? Where is the Geirus? Where did Eich Nichnasu Lebris? And the pasuk tells us in the midbar, "Akel chuk achas lachem lager agor ager chukas oylam v'dayr seichem kachem kagei yirush." The Gemara in Krisis Daf Tes says like this: Rebbe Oyma kachem kavei seichem ma avei seichem. So the Gemara makes a statement. Klal Yisrael, Avisecha means our forefathers before Malkum Tucker, how did they become Jewish? How were they Nichnas Lebris? Because the pasuk says, "Kachem kager," just the way you became Jewish, just as Klal Yisrael became Jewish, kager, the ger, in the same way, also becomes like that Jewish. So the Gemara explains, "Avaseichem, our forefathers, were never nichnas labris, only through mila, tefila, and hatzoas dam." Mila, we all know what it is. Tefila, a toivel, and atzoras dam, a korban. Afkeirim la yikonsul the bris says the Gemara of mila tefila atzoras dam. In fact, the Gemara bishlam of mila, we know about mila. Why? Because in pasuk Yeshua says ki mulim hayu kol ha'om hayetzim in Mitzrayim. That's one pshat in the Gemara, or the Gemara brings an alternative pshat that. Different pasuk, but ve'eva life ve'erech misbeseses b'damayach, very familiar to us from Seidonai, ve'omelach b'damayach chayi. The Emishta saw Klal Yisrael misbeseses b'damayach, and Rashi says dam pesach v'dam mila, and therefore, so they must have mila. So we know Klal Yisrael, prior to becoming Klal Yisrael, had mila. So too, every ger who's a male needs mila. Fine. Frek the Gemara, b'hatzor is dummy. Where do we see that a ger needs to bring a korb? Says the Gemara, because the pasuk says, v'yishlach esnar ebnei Yisrael v'yalu oilois. And therefore Rashi says, he needs rikas dama mamispeyach. Every ger needs a korb. We'll soon come to about how it works today. That's the second. Thirdly, Tvila Minola, reflecting the Gemara, where does Mitzvah come into it? How does Tvila come in? And for the Gemara, it says, Vayikach Moshe Chatzi Adam, Vayizrak Alaom. Vein Azor Beloi Tvila. It says, Moshe sprinkled them with that. And the Gemara makes a rule that there's no. That you can't have a zohar without tefillah. Must be they went to the mikveh as well. Sure. So we know now you need these three things: mila, tefillah, and that zohar. Frek the Gemara. Ha'idna the lack of korban. So like the kabel gerim. Today there is no korban. So how can we ever have a ger? Amar bacha bayankev, which says posrik v'chiyog urid chenger asher b'soichach. Mikan shemekablim geirim afal gavda lekem. Special posseh, special dispensation that if there is no mikdash, then you can make a ger and even without the carbon. Afal gavda lekem mikdash, v'yefshu leger lahob carbon, you can still make a ger. I must tell you that the Rambam paskins that it's not that we make the geiras today without a korban. We make the geiras, and he owes the korban. And the Rambam says clearly, the geir has to bring this korban. The geiras is valid at the moment because we have no mikdash without the korban. But shibana hamikdash, he owes this korban and will have to bring it then. Fine. The Rambam brings this lahalocha. And when Halacha says is the 13th parak in the Surah Bia, that's where all the Hilchos Geiros is in the Rambam. And Rambam says, "Veshloish advar nichnasu Yisrael lebris." Follows this Gemara: Mila, Tefila, Korban, and Mila was a Mitzrayim, the Pesukim are slightly different than the Rambam. It brings Kodor Elo Yechol by, and then it says Moshe was mal them, and then the Rambam says that, oh, why is Moshe mal them? Because when they were Mitzrayim, they didn't do Mila. Why not? The answer is they even didn't do Mila. And everyone except for Shevet Levi, Taka relaxed and didn't do Mila. And therefore, Shevet Levi was specially complimented. Bris Chayin Tzoyru. They are the ones who kept the bris, says the Rabbi. So everyone else, Moshe Rabbeinu did Mila when they left Mitzrayim because they couldn't eat the Korban Pesach, because Kol Aro Layon. Fine. Tfila, there was a. The Rambam brings and also that the Kiddush to Mayam Amocha, the Chibshut, so a different possibility, fine. Then it brings the Korban, and then he says, yeah, then he says the point I mentioned before, that the Doira is what, that is historical. Now, what's going to be now? He says, for all generations, Sheyirtsa, Ha'akom, Nikonis, Lebris, or the Stoifef Tachis, Kamfe, Ashkina, and he wants to be Makabel, Oil Toira, Tzorech Mila Utfila. And it brings in a new thing which we have not heard before. He has to accept the yoke of Torah. We had Mila, Tfila, and Korban, but the Rambam adds Oil Torah. We'll soon see where the source for this is. Now, if it's in a Keifa, so there's no Mila, so it's only Tfila Korban. And then the Rambam says, as long as there's no Korban, he owes his Korban, fine. We go ahead. Now, the main point we want to talk about is this oil Torah. It comes from a Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Mem Zayin, and we'll read out the Gemara, and we'll work from there. The Gemara says like this. Ger shebo v'izgaya b'zman hazeh. A ger comes along, knocks on the door of the bezn, and he says, I've decided I want to become Jewish. Ayrim lai. So what's the opening? What does Bezin tell him? So the Gemara says, Bezin tells him, Mara'isa Shabodis Gaya. We're not a very welcoming faith. We're not looking for new customers. We've got enough trouble with the ones we have. Right? So what does Bezin do? We dissuade them. And we say, Mara'isa Shabodis Gaya. What'd you come for? Iyato Yadeya. She Yisrael b'zman hazeh nevuyim, tchufim, 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 yisurim boim aleihem. We're downtrodden people. We're broken people. There's so much anti-Semitism in the world. They're waiting to get rid of us. Why do you want to join the club for? It's not a very popular club. You're not going to have a very good life. You'll only suffer. Why do you want to come for? That's the welcoming thing. So, and if he says, Imaima, so what does he respond, this perspective there? Yedeyani ve'eni kedai. I know all about it. I know it's not a popular thing. It's not the greatest, to become a Jew. I know what it's all about. I know what it entails. I know I'll suffer. And I'm not worthy to be even amongst those who suffer to be a Jew. And Rashi explains, Eini kedai. I'm really not worthy to become part of the Jewish nation and even to suffer with them. But I'd still like to merit and become part of the Jewish nation. So he comes with a very noble answer. Fine. Straight away, if you see that he knows the situation, he values it, he knows he's going to suffer, and he still wants to be. He's sincere. Fine. Once Bezin's convinced he's sincere, we accept him. And then this is the procedure. We tell him some of the lighter mitzvahs, some of the more severe mitzvahs. There's not quite this exactly what it means. What is the lighter mitzvahs? The way the Miri explains it is a Jew is incumbent. A guy who walks in the street can do both. We've got a procedure from the minute you wake up to the minute till when a person leaves this world. Every minute, there's instructions. You've got to wake up, you've got to wash nedelvasa, you've got to daven, you've got to go to shul, you've got to daven. Every minute, they want to eat, you've got to wash, you've got to bench, you've got to make profit. What's every minute? There's a procedure. So the Miri says, mitzvahs kalos, we're encumbered with lots of small mitzvahs, but it's constant. There's no free time that can do what you want. You have a spare time, you have to learn. You have spare time, you have to do chesed, you have to do mitzvahs. There is no spare time. There's no real time for recreation. And I've got nothing to do now. There's no such thing. Mitzvahs comes. And mitzvahs chamuras, there's some major things we have to do. Major mitzvahs, keeping Shabbos, and major mitzvahs. So we tell all this to the thing. This other shit doesn't show you exactly what the mitzvahs comes and mitzvahs chamuras is. It's not clear from the Gemara. Oh, my dear, and I say, Ovain leket shikho peyo maizor. This is not popularly known. All of a sudden we start telling this prospective girl, you know, that when you harvest your field, there's leket, there's shikho, there's pay, the things you forget. You have to leave the corners, you have to do this, you have to do that. Maizor, you have to give 10% to the army. To be Jewish is expensive. To be Jewish costs money. And you have to, I sit and toil for years and all. I'm working the fields, I heat my hair, I gotta give this away, I gotta give that away, I gotta leave this behind, I gotta give 10% of the odd. It's an expensive religion. It's a sharing religion. Can't keep everything we have. It's bound to put them off. And that's what we're trying to do. Is he really sincere, or is he really prepared to be what it really takes to be a Yid? Oh, my dear, and I say, as unction shall mitzvahs, and we tell them also that there's punishments. I remember we say to him, Aviyadeya, Sha'at Shalai Bosso, the Midazu, Achalta Chela Viata Inish Kars. Till now you're a free man. You're not Jewish. You can eat Chela if you want. Chilalta Shabbos, Viata Inish Skila. You want me to Chala Shabbos? Do what you want. Shabbos, you want to go for a ride? Go for a ride. There's no Skila. Ukshem shemaydiya noisa ansha shal mitzvahs, kach maydiya noisa matan schora. We tell them the punishments, but we also tell them the rewards. Aymrim lai, we say to him, havi yadea, you should know, shaylam haba ina osi elal tzadikim. Elam haba is for tzadikim. If you make it, it's a long journey. It's a hard journey. It takes effort. It takes perseverance. But if you do it, you'll be a tzaddik and you'll get Olam Haba. And Yisrael b'zman hazeh eini yecholim lekabel leiroif teiru leiroif peronius. They can't take too much good, they can't take too much bad. The shayim bring here, but they have a slav, they overdid it. They can't have too much good, leiroif peronius, they can't have too much suffering. If he's still persistent and he wants to become Jewish, we don't do too much. And if he accepts, then we do the Mila, and Tosfos points out that the Mila precedes the Tefila. So we do the Mila, and to me, we have to make sure everything is all fine, and then nisrape, so we do the mila, we wait for it to heal, and then matfila noisem miyad. Then the Gemara says, so what's the procedure? Shnei kami dechom amayim b'mal gapov, and maybe a noisem mitzvahs again, maybe a noisem mitzvahs mitzvahs kalas and mitzvahs chamuras. We've already done that. We do it again. First we tell him when he comes in as a prospective heir, we tell him what the interest is. And then when it comes to the Maisa, we're about to take him in, again we tell him, mitzvahs kalas and mitzvahs chamuras. The Gemara says, Shnei Talmid HaChacholim, Shulchan Aruch talks about it, but we use three. We have a best of three. We haven't got time to go on into it. That's the halacha of the ma'aser. And then again, we tell him, as he's ready to go to the mitzvah, again we tell him, you know, now we're finalizing it. Again, do tell him the mitzvah is kalas v'chamas. Toval v'ola, he goes to the mitzvah and he leaves the mitzvah. Reu ki Yisrael the chol d'var. New member of Klal Yisrael, join the club. And then the Gemara goes, procedure, how you do it by a woman, it's different, from outside, and secretary. Fine. It's clear from the Gemara, you need Kabbalah's is this ma'akim? Is this important? Is this vital? The Gemara says, you tell him, and he accepts. How vital is it? We haven't got time to go through all the different shittas in this, but the halacha lemaisa from this is, let me read you an Igros Moshe. The Rav Moshe in the Sefer, in Chelek Yerideya Siman Kufnan Zayin, Rav Moshe says like this. He's been asked by a ger shalei kibbel alav oil mitzvahs in nechshav ger. There was someone who went through the whole procedure. He didn't really take upon himself the oil mitzvahs. So they asked for Moshe, is he Jewish? See, he says, poshut to boro she'ena ger klal after the end. This is a vital and essential ingredient of Geirus. He missed the boat. He's not Jewish. Even B'diavad. And he says that I learned this from my father, who was Ravin Strabin, a time in Russia. Ba'uv the Kazusha Einai Geirklal, Bein Lakula, Bein Lachumra. So it means not only do we say that he needs a real Geirus now, but even the kula, you can consider him a goy gomer. And give him, take this care and ask him that he should do some melacha for me on Shabbos, whatever he's allowed to tell a goy, treat them as a goy. Shekabolas mitzvah beger ma'akiv k'disu b'shekolabach. That's what Moshe says. Then he says, but the problem is, ger is not stupid. The perspective of ger, for whatever reason he's becoming a ger, is now, he'll go through the procedure, and he says, do you believe? And he says, I believe. Now the question is, we know he doesn't mean that. We know they're not sincere. We know that they didn't make the right provisions that they're going to be able to keep the mitzvahs. And they perhaps live in an area where they're not walking distance of a shul. They're in an area where they can't obtain kashrus. So we know they don't really mean that all of a sudden they're going to start living like a yid, from a yid. Says Rav Moshe, Imam b'fiv shemekabel mitzvahs, imanan sadi she'eino mekabel, olo v'emes, eino klum. If we know that he's not sincere, he can make 100 declarations later, it doesn't matter, because we know it's not true, and therefore he's missing the most vital ingredient. Asked Rav Moshe, but it can't be, because there's a Gemara, we didn't go into it, another Gemara in Yevamos, about Geirus L'Shem Ishus, which is very common motivation. It's a boy who wants to marry a Jewish girl, a non-Jewish boy, or vice versa. And the Gemara says, Machlokes Tanoim, what if you do Geirus L'Shem Ishus? And we paskin, it's all right. Says Rav Moshe, so if it's alright for Shemishas, so you see you don't need a proper Kabbalah Shalom mitzvahs. So he says, nah, you're mixing it up, he says. You're mixing two different things. He says that Geirus L'Shem Ishus, that was the motivation. But the Geirus was a proper Geirus. A non-Jewish fellow wants to marry a Jewish girl. They told him he has to become Jewish. They won't let him marry otherwise. So that motivated him to become Jewish. But now he sincerely wants to become a Yid. Why? Because he wants to marry her. But when he makes this Kabbalah, he intends keeping He intends keep. But what happens if he's really, he's not sincere in the whole thing? He just wants to marry the girl and he just says he's going to keep her. We know he's not going to keep her. So he says, as my father Paskin, Eilin Derek Palau. Moshe Sternbach in his Tshuvas also publishes exactly the same. He too says that it's not at all chal, and this is the view, the current view of Eilin Chalidus in Eretz Yisrael. Without sincere Kabbalah of mitzvahs, he's not Jewish at all.
Even after the whole procedure
has been done. After the whole procedure has been done, and he said the right things, but we know he didn't mean it, if we know he is not really sincerely going to keep, therefore the current, and that's the big fuss that's going on in Eretz Yisrael, and last week they put out again a declaration about it, is the shitta is, it is ma'akev. What I want to tell you something new today, which is not commonly known, and this is what's muskim, and therefore there was a fuss last week about the gerus that emanates from the Israeli army, they have their own best in the gerus, and they came out against it, is because based on this concept of the Moshe Feinstein. I found in the Tshuvas of the Netziv. Now, there's the normal Tshuvas and Netziv, which had four volumes. There's a fifth volume, which came out only a few years ago. And in there, there's a Tshuva on Gerus. This is not commonly known, because it wasn't around. It wasn't published before. And in there, he says that Yesh Lachta, Mishamol v'tovo, elashalei kibla lom ol mitzvahs. So he says, look in the Gemara B'chayrush, ein l'kavlan b'zeh. Gemara B'chayrush taf lamed. Right. Then he says, the Gemara says you can't accept a ger unless he accepts the ol mitzvahs. Before your Gemara. But what happens, says the Netziv, in ova v'kibla, we have the ger alay. What's about the b'diyah? This tshuva was written in Chof Reish Men 130 years ago. He says that the Gemara says in B'chayres that you need Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. Im Ova V'Kiblai Havager Oiloi. So it means you're not allowed to accept them unless there's Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs. But what happens if they did accept it? The Besdin who made this procedure of the Gerus didn't stick exactly to law, they actually accepted. So they shouldn't have accepted, but they did. Now, is the procedure valid? Now, Moshe said definitely not. There's no question about it. Obviously, the Netziv was 130 years ago. This tshuva was written long before of Moshe. Now, he says like this. He talks through it. We haven't got time to go through the whole. It's a pity because it's important. Why he builds it up, but then he says like this. He thinks, and according to his opinion, he says that he brings the famous Gemara Shabbos where Hillel accepted the ger. In fact, I don't know how did Hillel accept the ger? It was a very, very quick acceptance. There wasn't the Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. So Tosfos already, Rashi and Tosfos, they both say, because Hillel saw on him that, Batuach HaYabos Adam Shabbosayt Yikab. He saw the sincerity in the thing, and he was able to tell that this person would accept, so even though they didn't go through the procedure of asking him to be Kabbalah Mitzvahs, still Hillel accepted it. Says the Netziv. It's very good. If something is vital, and I know he would accept if I asked him, but if something is vital, he hasn't accepted. So if it's important that he should accept, what does it help me that Hillel can tell on him he would have accepted if I asked him? But at the end of the day, he didn't accept. So if he didn't accept, there's something missing from the Gerus. So how is the Gerus solved? This is what the Netziv asks in Rashi and Tosfos, who say Hillel was confident he would have accepted. Says clearly, he says, you don't need to accept. Because if you need to accept, if it's a vital ingredient, it wouldn't help what he would have done if I would have asked him. That's irrelevant. Must be I don't really need it. But Payal that he should accept. Vizevorer, he's sure of it. Not like Rav Moshe says. Then he says like this. What happens if you are over and you accept? He says it's totally in who we paskin like. It's a pity we can't go through it because he goes through it beautifully and explains it. But he does say that it's totally in a machlokes. And even though Tosfos says that really we need mumchim, Tosfos says, but shlichus sayyid the kamoi avdinan, we are acting on behalf of the ones who took dayanim before us. So even though the Bezdin today is not a mumcha, but they're acting for the previous ones. He said, according to what Tosfos says, then the din is, he says, you would need that they should do everything like the original people would have wanted them to. So any aberration, anything they do differently, where the original people wouldn't have agreed, therefore the mumchim are not backing them, therefore it's not valid the whole gerus, because really you need mumchim. The Torah says, it's shlichusai the karmoi yavdin, and we're acting on behalf of the original ones. But the original ones wouldn't have wanted you to misbehave and not act the way they want you to. Therefore it's totally invalid. That would be exactly like what Moshe would say. Therefore, without Kabbalah's mitzvahs, it would be no good. However, he says, there's another shita in the Gemara, and the Tanya's the Rif Paskins like that, you don't need this for of Shlichusayu al-Dina. I found the other Rishonim also say you don't need that for. According to them, he says, even though the Gemara says, Ein Mekablin Geirus, he says, the Lashon Ein Mekablin Geirus means you shouldn't do it. Doesn't mean it can't happen. And according to the other chart, he says the Geirus would be chal even without Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs. So in order therefore to be makel and say that they are total goyim, we're dealing with even the Rav Moshe says bein the kula, he's not Jewish. According to the Tzil, he says he's clearly he's not sure about that. And according to the second day, if you don't know it like Tosfos, he says could well be that they're Jewish even if there wasn't a Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs.
Thank you.